Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, we're going to go in depth on the 2021 basketball recruits for the University of Michigan. Now, there is a lot of questions about football and how they're postponing the season, at least right now in the fall, and if they're going to play in the spring, but one thing's for sure is that we have no information of anybody canceling the basketball season. And there is some talk about if they would do a bubble, especially for the NCAA tournaments, the national tournament, if they would do a bubble with the NCAA basketball season. But at the moment, nothing is for sure. All we know right now is who has committed and who has not. And Michigan actually has four commitments for the 2021 class, which we're going to get into today. Although this season's up in the balance, hopefully next season will not be. So let's get started. Now, just recently, Frankie Collins, who was a four-star point guard, just committed to the University of Michigan. Collins is 57th ranked nationally. And, you know, Michigan has, you know, grad transfer Mike Smith and, you know, Eli Brooks is a senior, but they only have 1 year left of eligibility. So, you know, assuming that the season does go on this year and that they do play, both of those players will be gone after next year. So Michigan need to find their next point guard to add to the recruiting mix. You know, they had Trey Burke, and then they went with, you know, then they went with Eli Brooks. And now, you know, after Xavier Simpson, of course, now they're trying to find the next guy. And freaking Collins looks like he could be that guy. Something, you know, interesting about him is that he is from Coronado High School in Nevada. And he is definitely, of course, one of the top point guards in his class. He is now the fourth commit to the Michigan 2021 class, and we'll get into the other three in just a second. But interestingly, you know, up until August 7th, you know, he didn't have an offer for Michigan. And he just got it on August 7th, just less than a month ago. I mean, just a few weeks ago, really. And, you know, it wasn't until Michigan was added on his top eight schools on July 10th. So, you know, Michigan kind of came out of nowhere. He was actually really expecting to go to Auburn. And then once Michigan got into the mix, he never got a chance to go to Michigan because of Corona and everything. So Juwan Howard really did a lot of recruiting over the phone. And somehow he got Frankie Collins to commit to the University of Michigan. So, you know, props to Juwan Howard and his recruiting abilities. You know, we expected that when he came to coach us, but it, you know, it's looking like it's working. So now with Frankie Collins committing, Michigan only has one more scholarship to give out. So, you know, they definitely have a few options. There is, of course, the 7 foot center, Efton Reed from IMG. He is 21 ranked nationally, number 4 in the state of Florida, and number 4 he's a center, FYI. There's also Trevor Keels, who is a 5-star shooting guard. He's 6'5", 210, number 16 nationally, and number 2 shooting guard in the country. And then there is Harrison Ingram, who is a 6'6", 210 small forward, who is also a 5-star recruit. And he is from Dallas, Texas, and he is number 13th ranked nationally and number 4 at his position in the country. So there are a few options, and, you know, all these guys have, you know, 15, 19, and 27 other offers. So there are plenty of offers that they have. So it's not necessarily that Michigan, you know, is one of the only offers that they have, but they all you know, have kept Michigan at high up on their list. So those are some names to keep in your mind, just so if you maybe hear of them in the future, you won't be surprised. But that being said, we do also have three other recruits that have been recruited to Michigan and have committed to Michigan. So I don't know if you have heard of these guys, but the first, his name is Kobe Bufkin. He is from Grand Rapids, Michigan, actually. He is 6'4", 175 pounds. He is a four-star recruit. He is number 76. He's ranked 76th in the country nationally, and he's a number 16 shooting guard at his position in the country. So he is a four-star shooting guard. We also have Isaiah Barnes, who is from Oak Park, Illinois. He is 6'6", 180 pounds. He's also a four-star. It was a little lower. He's 114th ranked nationally, number 21 at his position as a small forward. So we have those two guys. And then finally, we have Will Schetter, who is from Stuartsville, Minnesota. He is actually a three-star. He is 6'8", 225, and he's ranked 154th nationally in the country and number 29 as a power forward. So we do now have a total We now have a total of four recruits for the 2021 class, and hopefully we can secure one more before the recruiting cycle is over. And again, this is for the 2021 year. So now that all being said, this year is going to be very interesting. You know, Isaiah Livers is coming back, he did say. And, you know, we have a lot of guys departing and a lot of guys who have not transferred. And if you want to listen about that, that is one of my most recent podcasts. You can go and check that out yourself. But, you know, the basketball season is up in the air just like football. I mean, the Big Ten was not afraid to cancel the football season. So what will make them what will stop them from canceling the basketball season unless the precautions are put in place? So, you know, everything's up in the air. No one knows what they're doing. No one knows what's going to happen. So right now, my mind is focused on next year. And if this year, for some reason, you know, games occur, that's awesome. If not, let's move on to the next year. So I hope you guys are all staying safe, are all doing well. You know, there's still a lot of news going on. So I will still keep everybody up to date. I'm going to do a 2021 football recruit podcast next. So please stay tuned for that. And yeah, go blue and let's see what happens. Thanks, guys.